Welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. Today, we are going to talk about churches coexisting. What that looks like in a small town, what it looks like when you have multiple churches with multiple beliefs, but based in the same concept or the basic knowledge of what Christ is, what he was, and what he did for us. I want to shout out to all the listeners supporting this ministry. Like always, I appreciate it. If you enjoy this, please pass it along. Let people know. Let them know we're on, you know, Apple Podcasts. We're on iHeart, Pandora, Anchor. So any more listeners would be really appreciated. I'm working towards getting a new microphone, so that way it might be a little bit better, clear sounding voice. So, other than that, let's get started. I just love how our little small town is growing. By the way, it's just so amazing on how many new listeners we're getting it each day, each week. So, I really appreciate all that. All right, so the topic today is churches coexisting. Especially in a small town. So in our small town, we have Lutheran, Methodist. We used to have Jewish, not so much. We have Catholics. We have the community church, which I belong to. And then we have some older churches, like Church of Christ or Christian Church, as they're called now. So all of them have similar backgrounds for the most part. Now we do have some Jehovah Witness, and we have some more. We don't really have a strong Mormon church in Ligonier. We do out in other cities nearby, but for the most part, the basics is still the same. We've gone through what Christ means to the modern day church and what all that means. But what we need to look at is that the churches for in a whole, their main process, the main goals is to better the community. They want to leave it better than what they found it. And I believe that that's why a lot of churches work together. Our church in particularly works with the Methodist Church a lot to do food banks, men's ministries, and stuff like that. Bring men together on a common core belief, which is what the Methodists in our church does have for the most part. And so that's how we achieve coexistence. We understand there's a difference in theology in certain aspects, but we agree that the town is better with us working together than us fighting over certain aspects of the Bible that, you know, each of us look at it in a different way. So what are some of the differences first? That's probably the easiest thing you can make the list for. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of differences between each churches that are pretty far out there when you really look at the scripture. So some of the churches believe that grace through works, which kind of is the Catholic viewpoint. Mormons, the same way with that. Women as a pastor, if you read what Paul says about that, I take it as a woman couldn't be a pastor. They could be some other things. We've already had a discussion on that. Homosexual is not a sin, which in most cases the more conservative churches agree that that's not true, but you have a more liberal church that will say that. Christ and Satan are brothers. That's the Mormon outlook. They believe that Christ and Satan are brothers and that we all become gods when we die if we do good works up to it. Believe in, if you believe in God and you are good, then you're good to go. That's more of the liberal, or the more of the conservative no, liberal viewpoint of that. Basically, if you know Christ, you're good to go because he redeemed us all our sins. You don't have to do anything more than that. We've talked on that as far. And then obviously the Jewish faith believes Christ hasn't come yet, or at least that the Christ that is talked about in the Old Testament hasn't came. There may have been a prophet named Jesus, but he wasn't God's son. So now that we kind of talked about the difference, which if you're just talking to another fellow Christian about these, you could get into a heated argument on some of these aspects of it. You know, some very hardline older churches, you know, a woman as a pastor is basically, you know, someone comes in there, they're going to kick them right out of the church. So that's some very strong opinions here. But what I believe makes a good community coexist type of situation is that we start looking at what we believe in together the same. And so let's go over that a little bit. So some of it, Christ died. Now, even the Jewish background will believe, you know, says that Christ died. Now, they don't believe that he came back to life, but they do agree that he did die and he did teach well. We need salvation. That's across the board. All of them are saying that you need to be have salvation through Christ, or at least through God or the Christ that has yet to come. Christ is the way. Like I said, the Jewish faith not necessarily believe it's Christ, but they believe that God's son is the way. They just are waiting on it. Doing good for others is God or Christ's way. So when we help those less fortunate or we help our community, that's doing God's work. There's really no argument on that. The Old Testament is still law. For the most part, that's true for most of the churches, along with the New Testament more or less clarifies that, minus the Jewish backgrounds, obviously. So that's where we have kind of the same and different. So like in our community, like I said, we have a lot of organizations where the churches help, whether by funding, manpower, putting out on social media what's going on. There's a lot of inner church workings and stuff like that because we were neighbors. And quite frankly, with a small town, once again, you walk into a store, you basically know almost everybody that's in there. So it doesn't matter what our religion belief is. A lot of times, the health of the community is also going to help jobs. It's going to help the schools. It's going to help businesses. It's going to help the community. It'll also, in turn, help the churches as well. Even if I don't necessarily believe with everything the Methodists believe in, I believe that bringing more people into the town, new residents, maybe some of them will look at that and be like, oh, look, there's a community church. I'll go to that. And then some will be like, well, maybe I'll go to the Methodist because that's what I am. Either way, in the long-term goal of it, we are helping our churches, but we're helping the community as well. Because eventually, my son's going to need a job somewhere when he's in high school. If we have no businesses in town or anything like that, how is he going to be able to afford a car, insurance, gas? So the jobs are necessary, even for high schoolers. It's not necessarily for people that are owning homes here. I mean, it is, but that's also another side effect. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at some scripture right after this break, and then we'll kind of wrap up coexisting with churches in a community. So we'll be right back. And welcome back to Small Town, your hometown podcast. Thanks for listening to that brief little ad right there. It helps pay the bills. And helps us get us closer to our goal of a little better microphone, a little bit better setup, but appreciate everyone listening. So once again, we're talking about churches that coexist in a small town. Once again, We have multiple churches in a small town working together to better the community, not necessarily bettering their church. So it's not like they're going out and getting fundraisers for a new sanctuary or anything like that. What they're doing is focusing on the places where the needy are, the places where it needs fixed up, helped out, you know, painting downtown, cleaning up debris, giving to a food bank, helping with the food bank, helping kids with mentorship, with stuff like that. That's really where the churches can coexist without really having to get into that whole theological, you know, I'm right, you're wrong type of mentality that we sometimes get into when we sit down with when we sit down with people from a different aspect or asset. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the scripture where, you know, we hear a little bit about this coexisting, how basically even if you're in different aspects of the faith, we have a basic understanding of what God is and the main goal. So if we look at John 14:6, this is what Jesus is basically saying. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Now, for the majority of everyone I had listed previously, all believe that. They believe that you have to go through Jesus or Christ or Yahweh, whichever way they pronounce it. So that is something that's undeniable. If you are a Christian, that is one of the cornerstone statements that you can have. So that's something that we hold on to. We know that we have to go through Christ to get to the Father. So that's kind of some common ground that we use when we do a coexisting mentality with other churches. And then John 9:5, it says, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Once again, Christ is saying that he's the light. And for the majority of the other churches, that's the same principle. Once again, a nice cornerstone of something to build onto for coexisting. Isaiah 43:11. I am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. So once again, another statement that you see in the Methodist, Lutheran, and Evangelical Christian, that's all based off of these principles that Christ is the cornerstone of the church. And so that's something, once again, that we can build on to kind of help motivate all of us to work for a better community. And then 1 Corinthians 10:16 says, "It is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ. Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ." So once again, when we break bread, when we share, we need to make sure that we do that in a loving atmosphere as well. But when we do bless, that is a sharing of blood with Christ. And so therefore, it's once again kind of proving that whole point of through Christ, anything is possible. And through Christ, the cornerstone of the church is built. And through Christ, coexisting can happen even with a difference in opinion on theology. And then finally, Colossians 3:15. "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful." So, you know, obviously we're called to be in one body, in the body of Christ. Now, back then, the church did have some splintering, obviously. They didn't have the social media that we had. A lot of things were just talked. So when the apostles would go from town to town building churches, theoretically, it was the same church in each town, as long as they were solid in the biblical facts. But you do see some churches kind of look a little different than others, but not nearly what we see today, especially in America. I mean, there's some nice movies out there, Gospel in America, or the American Gospel, sorry. It kind of goes through some of the churches that we have in America, and they are, some of them are out there, and some of them are very, very, very loosely based on the Bible. The Mormon Church itself believes in that there's Satan and Christ are brothers, and that all this other stuff, and basically you get beamed to another world, and it's some strange stuff when you go down into it down deep. So it's a little cringy when we get the Mormons mixed in with the Christians, but for the overall aspect, the Mormons believe that by good works they get to what they deem as heaven or whatever universal body that they have. So therefore, in a community aspect, they're willing to help the needy and all of this, just like the regular church is. So the coexisting is fairly easy because we're still tasked on a single purpose. We're there to help the food bank. So it doesn't really matter whether we're doing it for an alien or if we're doing it for Christ. The outcome is still the same. And that's where the coexisting can happen, as long as when we're in the events, we're not trying to change the person on the other side and be like, hey, you know, having a, say, a homosexual pastor is wrong. We're not trying to condone or condemn them in the community setting. Then coexisting can happen. That's when you have problems, is when that breakdown happens and you've got somebody constantly either attempting to put down or dismiss their claims, their church claims, in public during an event. That's not really the place to do that. There's plenty of, to be honest, there's plenty of YouTube channels that do that anyway. There's podcasts that do that. So if you're into, you know, bashing another church or another religion, you know, that's, there's some other place to do that other than during community time when you're trying to help elevate your community. So I think in the small town, that's what's really nice. We have our differences, but luckily we understand that we need to have the community health rise above somewhat of the church. Now, technically, you know, the church should come first. God is first. But the community is what feeds the families and everything else, gives us jobs. If the community goes down, you know, we have no fire service, no police service, no sewer water. You know, there's a lot of things that we're dependent on in the community. And so therefore, you know, as a common goal, we just try to put aside our church views at that point of time. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this up, and we'll kind of think about what we're going to do for next week. I'll probably post it on Wednesday on Instagram or Facebook and go from there. But once again, if you want to tell your family, friends, if you think that this is something that someone would really like to listen to, please, you know, share it with them. Once again, I'm on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Anchor. You can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com or on Facebook as well. So until then, stay safe out there, and I'll see you back home in Small Town with Matt Gaff.